Devastating storm left hundreds of thousands of residents without power. The group based its findings on public hearings, records, and roughly 60 interviews with agencies, community partners, experts, and residents. The report finds that the city needs to improve its collaboration and communication with the Nashville Electric Service, as well as with non-governmental partners. It also says the city could improve its approach to reaching vulnerable and non-English speaking communities and recommends Metro conduct a thorough assessment of the Office of Emergency Management. The report did describe the overall storm response as a, quote, strong and tactical one. The commission is continuing its interviews and will expand on the report for its final assessment. That's due in February. A video surveillance company used by many police departments in Tennessee is making changes to how it collects data. Flock Safety, which has cameras working in places like Murfreesboro and Mount Juliet, will keep its data for a shorter amount of time. Originally, the company retained video for 30 days. Now it will keep data for 7 days. Flock has continued to raise intense pushback from residents. At a recent Murfreesboro public hearing, Pamela Jones put voice to it.
We don't like surveillance. We don't like surveillance we don't even consent to. We don't like a city council that doesn't seem to care about what we think.
The concerns cross party lines. Residents in East Tennessee can hear from Republican State Representative Jason Zachary in Knoxville on Wednesday about the issue called Flock Off. The event is hosted by Americans for Prosperity and will discuss Flock and other cameras used by police departments. WPLN's one-hour radio special, The Debt, just won a National Association of Black Journalists Award. The Debt traces Tennessee State University's decades-long fight for fair funding through an overlooked civil rights lawsuit, a historic merger with a predominantly white university, a dramatic student hunger strike, and a lawmaker who discovered his father's old research on underfunding.